Good morning and welcome to the Business Pros Radio Show. Lindsay Vanstone here with you from the John Oakley Show on this lovely Sunday morning here in Toronto. 19 degrees, a little bit muggy out there right now, but looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day on tap. And again, we're here with CEO of Business Pros Marketing, Paul Toby. He's going to have some great business and marketing tips for you today. And we're live. So we're going to take your calls. We're going to have a super fun an informative hour together. But if you want to give us a shout, it's 416-870-6400, star 640 on your cell. Those lines are open through the entire show. We're on till 10. If you're listening from the car, maybe you're heading out to your brunch this morning, doing some errands, you're at a restaurant, you're at home, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for joining us. Paul, great to see you again. You got to tell us, what have you got for us this week?
It's nice to see you too, Lindsay. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in this morning. We really appreciate your time. So today we're going to be talking about conversion strategy and remarketing. And while that might sound like a very boring thing to talk about, I think it's actually a tremendous amount of fun because I don't think people truly understand its value. And if your business is hurting for new customers and you want some more people to walk through the doors and buy your products and services, we need to talk conversion strategy because you have to convert the leads first and then convert the sales. And we're going to talk about how marketing automation and specifically Infusionsoft, which is literally the world's leading automated sales and marketing software for small business. And we're going to talk about how those two things fit together.
And why your business needs it.
Yeah, and not just need it. There's a tremendous push right now and competition online for people's attention. And if you want people's attention, you have to really step up your game a little bit. And I don't think a lot of businesses feel that they have the strategy in place to do that.
Right.
And they might think it's a little too hard, when it's actually not that hard. It's actually fairly easy, and there's a lot of tools and strategies to help you. We're also going to be doing our weekly segment called the Online Property Challenge, where we take a look at somebody's webpage and try to interject some persuasiveness into that page.
So that's very exciting, but there are rules to that, and you're going to lay out the rules for us, but it's very interactive, so people can call in, and you get a promotion of your website, which is great.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to publicize their businesses, and one of the things that we can do is we can give people a platform, and you can say, hey, this is my website. Everybody's going to hear that, and they'll go check it out. So I think that's important. I also came bearing gifts.
Oh, we love gifts.
I spoke to the leaders at Infusionsoft this week, which is, like I talked about that before, the leading CRM. And I spoke to Corey Snyder and I said, hey, we've got this audience and would you be interested in giving them tickets to the Inside Advantage Roundtable? And so I managed to get Corey to invest in 30 tickets.
Oh,
so they're
great.
$297 a piece. We're going to tell people how they can get their hands on those and what are the rules.
That was $297 a piece, by the way, that those tickets are worth. So.
And breakfast. Don't forget breakfast. And don't forget, they get to hang out with us. So that's
they get to meet you in person and get all this information and ask their questions actually live. And you're going to tell them how they can get in on that because that's pretty special.
It is special. And so we're going to be talking about that through the show. So here's where I want to start off this week.
Okay.
You know, back when I first started marketing online, Lindsay, I could literally teach you to build your own website, get a simple piece of software. Back in the old days, we used to call that AR Autoresponse Plus version 3. And people would go to your website, you'd give them something for free, they'd join your mailing list, and essentially this autoresponder would send out messages to your list, timing-wise, maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, but it was one-size-fits-all, and that was enough. And I could teach you to do that. But over the years, it got a lot more complicated. So when I started, it was like I was selling sheet music online, and then people go, okay, well, how is he doing that? Because I, you know, after I fell out of the music business,
right,
I had to figure out a way to make a living when I'm not touring. So I thought, well, I'll just rearrange popular sheet music and make it into jazz piano versions. And so I started selling that online. And then I read something by a great marketer named Joe Vitale. Some people call him Mr. Fire.
Oh.
And he said, you know, Paul, the money's really in the list. And I've learned over the years that a list can do several things. a list of potential buyers, if you ask them what they wanted, they'll typically tell you what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I said was, if I were to make something of significant value, and I had all this mailing list for sheet music, if I asked you what you actually wanted and you'd be willing to pay for, I got like 13 or 14 messages back after sending out a few thousand emails. And they said, well, we don't really want to play like you. We don't really want to listen to your music. We want to learn how to play like you.
Okay.
And so I thought, okay, well, how do I do that? I don't have the time to teach everybody to play the piano. I'll just throw together a video series.
Right.
Of 10 one-hour lessons to teach people at a very, you know, you'd have to have at least grade 8 piano to teach them how to improvise. And so I just, rather than spending all the money to do that, because, you know, you got film crew and you've got to move the piano and tune the piano and you got to do all those things, which I did eventually, but not before going to the list first. So what I did was I threw up a web page, and that web page basically said this: online advanced video piano lessons by professional concert jazz pianist Paul Tobey. Learn to improvise in 10 weeks or less, guaranteed. Give me, and there was two little words. It said, coming soon. Give me your email address.
Right.
And I'll let you know when it's ready. So I got 500 people on the list within a few weeks, because back then search
engine. And earlier it was only maybe 13 or 14 responses. So now we're getting like 500 responses.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't, you know, you'd send out the email to a couple thousand people. Not everybody's going to respond.
Right.
But what I wanted to know was, is there a market for this? And so I waited until there's 500 people, and then I went to make the lessons, because there's interest. Does that make sense?
Of course. If there's no audience for the product that you're going to produce, then you don't want to waste your time doing it. But now you know that there was a need.
Well, here's the kicker. After I got actually done making these lessons, because all the things that I talked about, and filming and editing and all of this, it was like 6 months. Right. By the time I got done, there was 3,000 people on the list. So that 3,000 people then translated into one weekend making all of my investment back in about 48 hours. Because all I did was I sent an email to that list and I said, hey, the lessons are ready. Thanks for waiting. Instead of $497, I'll give it to you for half price, and I'll give you every piece of sheet music in my online store as a bonus. And so I literally made all my money back. But what I want to get at, and what we're going to talk about after the break, is how did this simple game become more complicated, and how can we help businesses navigate the new world of list marketing?
Okay, so a bit of remarketing when we come back. Don't miss it. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour live right here on Talk Radio AM 640. Lindsay Vanstone here with you as well from the John Oakley Show. And you know what's great about this show? This whole hour is actually live. So thanks everyone for sticking around. We're so happy to have you here with us. And we will be taking a question or two very shortly. So if you want to give us a call, it's 416-870-6400 or star 640 on your cell. So again, you can call in anytime. We are live all till 10 o'clock. Give us a shout and get those questions in. Now, Paul, back to you. We're going to jam a little bit more on remarketing.
So just before we left on the break, I was talking about how simple things used to be. So what happened is, over the last 5 to 10 years, with everybody going online and the tremendous amount of competition, now in order to succeed, and when I help businesses, it's like we had to put together a team to help people. Before you could do it yourself, now we have to have a team. So we have copywriters, IT specialists, coders, WordPress experts, web designers, Infusionsoft certified partners, and I basically act as the orchestrator and arranger of that whole thing. So when companies come to our company, we work with them one-on-one over the space of a couple of days, and we build this tremendously complicated but yet fantastically successful marketing machine.
And like a symphony.
It's a symphony, if you will. And remarketing has become an important part of that. So what is remarketing? So think about this, and I want your audiences to remember the last time they were on Amazon and they put something in their shopping cart and they didn't check out.
We've all
done
that.
And the next thing you know, there's an ad for the very thing that you were looking at in your Facebook account, in your Twitter feed, in basically everywhere that you visit online. So what is that? Well, basically what happened is whatever web page you visited, there's a little pixel in there, which basically puts a cookie in your browser and says, oh, this person was on this page. Let's remarket. Let's continue to market to this person several times until they come back and they buy something, or they come back and they join our mailing list. And a lot of people think, well, this is only good for consumer-based products. And it's actually not. It works extremely well for business-to-business markets as well.
Does that cost, well, we're using Amazon as an example, does that cost Amazon anything when it reshows up?
Well, it's you're actually not necessarily paying. It's not Amazon that's paying. It's you, the marketer. So if I pixel you, let's say you come to my website,
right,
and you visit the Inside Advantage Roundtable page,
right,
which I think you should
everyone
do that.
Everyone should definitely
you should
visit
go to businessprosmarketing.com. As soon as you hit that website, I know you've been there. And the next time you're on Facebook, or the next time you're on Twitter, or there's even the Google Display Network, which is basically covering all of the websites.
Right.
You're going to continue to see marketing for businessprosmarketing.com. And that might get a little frustrating for some people, but it's extremely effective. And I think businesses need to be more aware of this.
Okay. That makes total sense. Because I've always wondered that, and I'm sure many people have, that how does that happen? I've only clicked on this once, or how did they know I was looking at that? And then a million different web pages, it's in the header, it's off to the side, but okay, that's how that works.
Well, I think, and it's not that complicated to do. You can actually set this up yourself, and I actually have training courses at trainingbusinesspros.com to teach people how to do this kind of stuff, and this is how we work with other businesses. One of the very first things that we do, actually, when a business comes into businessprosmarketing.com deep dive, massive implementations over the space of a couple of days, one of the things we always do is we set up remarketing first. Every web page we build, we basically say, hey, if they visited this web page, they obviously have some kind of interest in this product and or service, and let's build an audience for that.
Are most people missing out on this and don't have this built in a way that they should?
I think out of the customers that we've had over the last few years, very few of them have had anything like this installed on their website. And I think it's a tremendously missed opportunity. So I would highly recommend it for people. You know, as a consumer, you can actually opt out of these things. There's little pop-up blockers that you can get, and ad blockers, and all of this kind
go
of all the
and
rage
delete
these
your
days.
Cookies
but most
or
people
something.
Still don't do that.
Right.
So people say, well, doesn't everybody have an ad blocker? And the answer is actually not really. Only a small percentage of people do. And actually, I find it quite nice. For example, I remember looking up golf a putter on Amazon recently, and I went to Golf Town or whatever, and I'm looking for this putter that I think will take 10 strokes off my
sure,
putting
it will.
Game.
It's a magical putter.
And I didn't buy it because, of course, I didn't know if the angle was right or whatever. And I literally ended up going and trying one out.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, I needed to know, I needed a reminding of that because I get busy. So remarketing is essentially, if people get busy, how do you reconnect with them? How do you get them back? And it usually takes 4, 5, 9, 10 sort of hits on them for them to remember what they were doing and to get them back. So I'm going to be talking extensively, and I'm going to show people actual real-time conversion strategies that have to do with remarketing. Because if you open up, say, Google AdWords, or you open up the Facebook ad campaigns or Twitter ad campaigns, there's actual numbers in there. And the numbers tell you a tremendous story about how effective remarketing is. It basically says, well, these 40 people came back to this web page, and a higher percentage of them opted in the second time around than the first time. Those numbers make a lot of sense. And all I'm doing is, as a marketer, I'm just paying for the click.
So a digital footprint, essentially. You're creating this, and then you can take that information, and you know so much more about me, the consumer, the person who's looking at your website and your product. Okay, more on this, and more on this amazing free ticket offer for the Inside Advantage Roundtable. We'll tell you more about that when we're back. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio AM 640. That's right. The Business Pros Radio Show live till 10 a.m. And we are taking your calls this morning. 416-870-6400, star 640 on your cell. And Paul, you know what? I believe we have a call already. Brian from Oshawa has called in. So do you want to talk to Brian this morning?
Absolutely.
All right, Brian, good morning. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Great. So you have a question for Paul about your website.
Yeah, actually I do. My company is called RosterPoint. It's rosterpoint.com. And the question I had, I overheard you earlier talk about you were going to pull up a website and kind of promote it a little bit. So I thought, you know, I'd call in and see if you be interested in using my site as an example on the program. Or one of the things we're challenged with right now is conversion. We just launched July 1st, and we have 58 clients and our customers and their teams and players. It's an online hockey matching website, and we've offered a 30-day free trial, and that has just ended as of the 15th, and nobody has signed up. So I'm just wondering if...
do you have an idea of the amount of traffic that you're getting? Do you have Google Analytics installed?
Yeah. Yeah, I have Google Analytics. And, I mean, we're not getting a tremendous amount of traffic just yet. Our marketing budget is pretty much was shot, but we've just been awarded a grant to go towards our marketing. So I'm looking at my analytics right now. And up to this point, there's been 859 sessions, 601 users. And
in what space of time?
That's from the beginning of the month, I believe.
The beginning
of September.
Okay. So not a tremendous amount of traffic, but
no.
Still enough to, you would think, to at least get some type of registration. It's a free account, I noticed. I'm on your website right now, by the way. By the way, thank you for preempting the online property challenge. This is a perfect challenge. I think we'll get into it a little bit early. So I guess the first thing I have to ask you, are you open to a little bit of guidance?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that's why I'm calling.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing I see is I don't really understand what you do immediately. So I think you need to, where it says find your team, find your player, that's a great tagline, but you don't need taglines for websites. You need headlines. Headlines basically tell a very quick story about why you're different in the marketplace and what I, as the consumer or the buying audience, actually get. And if it gives me a tagline and then it says start your 30-day trial, my response to that is 30-day trial for what? What am I actually getting? What's in it for me? You know, you want to dial people into that FM radio station, even though we're AM. You want to go into what's in it for me, you know, WIIFM. I don't really understand very quickly. And, you know, people don't have a lot of time. So if they manage to find their way here, you've got to convince me hypnotically that this is the place I need to be. And you need to persuade me to give up an email address for something of value. And I'm not seeing the value immediately. So you might want to think about that. The second thing is... Paid traffic, Brian, converts way better than free traffic. So if you don't have a paid traffic strategy right now, get one. Because here's the reason why that works so well. Think about this. When you look on Google for something, anything to do with hockey these days, if you see an ad, do you know as a consumer that it's an ad? Brian?
Yeah.
Of course, everybody knows how Google works. The ads come first, then the organic listings. If I, as a consumer, click an ad, am I not then in a headspace to actually be open to your pitch, to your marketing? Because I know that you're going to try to sell me something. I know that you're going to try to persuade me to do something. And the fact that I click the ad means that I'm more willing than, say, maybe researching, which is the organic listings. So I always recommend to businesses a couple of things. Number one, get your homepage in order so that everything above the fold tells me why I'm here. And number two, get a paid traffic strategy because that traffic converts extremely well. And if it doesn't convert the first time out, if you don't get the lead the first time out, remarket to them on Facebook. To get them back to your website's only going to cost a buck and a half per click. And so the second time they're back or the third time they're back, that's when you'll get their contact data. So okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we've talked to someone with user experience, and that's the first thing they said is, okay, what do I do here? What is it you're going to provide for me? And so we do have a strategy, or I shouldn't say a strategy. We have a plan in place that we're going to redo that front page. And so it jumps out as to, you know, this is why.
But here's my thing. Who's going to redo that front page? And where is the contextual elements that need to be in specific places for people to take action? So I'm going to do something for you and everybody else who has a business like yours online. And I mean, everyone that's trying to market in this highly competitive space called, you know, the triple W of the entire world. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a ticket to my Inside Advantage Roundtable. And
awesome.
You're in Ottawa, so you can attend live stream. You don't have to drive to Toronto. It's HD streamed over the internet live stream. It's from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. It's on September the 21st, which I would do for you, October the 11th, and then November the 1st. I've got Infusionsoft, which is in my back pocket, the leading CRM for small business automation. They've sponsored 30 tickets. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to businessprosmarketing.com right now. Go there. I've got your website open. It doesn't take 5 seconds to type in businessprosmarketing.com. All you got to do is find the little AM640 logo, and it says Inside Advantage. If you click that, you're going to get this pop-up that says, grab my free ticket. It's a $300 ticket. I would highly recommend that before you fix anything on your website.
And there are three different sessions, but there's only 30 free tickets available
only
total.
30, that's
so we
correct.
Need to, if you want to get in on this, you need to go now, businessprosmarketing.com. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. And we definitely want to take more of your calls.
Thank you.
We'll tell you more about our online property challenge. And Brian, thank you so much for calling in. We really, really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back with more of your calls. You are listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. So we got a little bit of a jump on the gun there on our online property challenge, but the lines are open here. So if you want to phone in and give us your website, Paul will log right in and take a look at it. You have to call 416-870-6400. Or *640 on your cell and submit those, and we'll take a little bit of a look at those. Now, what we were talking with Brian about just before the break was this Inside Advantage Roundtable. So, Paul, give us a little bit more detail on that. We got to go through the website and really what you're offering and what people can get out of it.
Right. So people are going to come to our facility at 25 Les Mill Road in Toronto, mm-hmm. Unit D. A very nice facility. We have a live stream facility there.
It's gorgeous. I've been there. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we have this whole sort of HD setup and whatever. So we're going to set up in a round table, and 12 business owners or head marketers or digital marketing officers are going to join me for about 3 hours. We're going to start at 8 a.m. We're going to serve breakfast. We're going to go to 11. My goal in that session or each of those three sessions is to show people how we've helped our clients. And for example, we have a client in Edmonton who runs a financial business. And their goal for when we did their marketing implementation was to get more business. That's mm-hmm. essentially why people come to me. It's
right.
Like, I need more business. You know, there's really only three ways to make more revenue with your company. The first one is to go get some more customers, which is literally the hardest thing to do. The second thing is to increase the buying frequency with which your current customers buy. And the third thing is to basically increase your prices. And you can do that by bundling products together or essentially increasing the price of specific products. But more often than not, when people come to us, Business Pros Marketing, for marketing implementation, which by the way, we can get them a government grant to do. I don't know if many people know about that, but we actually, in Ontario, we can get our customers 80% of their investment back through a refund within 30 to 40 days.
Which is pretty incredible.
But when we do these things, more often than not, what they ask me for is more business. And I always tell people, it's like, you don't really need more leads than you already have, except for you need to increase the quality of the lead and you need to do a better job of following up.
Right.
Because what happens is I get a lead, I call them, they don't answer. I call them again, they kind of answer. And then they say, well, we'll call you back at this time. And the sticky note and spreadsheet formula doesn't really work very well. So marketing automation, and especially with a product like Infusionsoft, which, by the way, we're the leading resellers and implementers for Infusionsoft in Canada, we insist that when we get a marketing client, that we install Infusionsoft. Why? There's several reasons for that. The first one is that we can actually, right from the very first lead capture, we can start to segment and pull that person and put them into little buckets. So, for example, one of the things we always ask people within a few clicks is, which of the following best describes you? I am a solopreneur and I want to learn how to do marketing myself. I am a business and I need somebody I trust to do my marketing for me.
But right away, you want to sort of put people almost in categories so you can start to learn more about them and their individual needs. By the way, our phone lines are really heating up, Paul. So we'll give the numbers 416-870-6400, *640 on your cell. We'll take calls in just a moment.
So if you think about this bucket thing, what we can do is everything the client clicks, everything that they respond to, every survey that they take. And by the way, you don't have time as a business person to do this over the phone.
Right.
You need marketing automation to handle that for you. And you only step in when the client doesn't do what they're supposed to do. For example, I can send you 3 emails. You come to my website, you download, you know, you say, I want this free video series, or I want this report, or I want this thing that'll tell me a little bit more about your business. I can send you 3 emails, and if you don't download it in those 3 emails, I get a notification that says you didn't download it. So now I got to call you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you only step in as the business owner when the client doesn't do what they're supposed to do. But the data that you collect from that, this is basically data mining for a small business. When somebody goes to businessprosmarketing.com, which is my website, immediately, before you even do anything, I'm mining every activity you make. I'm mining how long you stay on that page. I'm mining the things that you click on and things that you're interested in. But I literally do not do that myself. I have software to do that for me.
Collecting all of that absolutely wonderful data. Do you want to get into a website here? Do we want to check someone's?
Yeah, let's take a caller.
Okay, so Beaver, you're going to type in beaverfinancial.ca, and I am going to get Segun on the line here. Segun, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
Segun from Mississauga. So you have a question for Paul about your website, which is beaverfinancial.ca, and he's just pulling that up right here. What's your question, Segun?
Well, I just want to ask, I do already have a website. I do get a couple of leads here and there, but how do I increase the number of leads people contacting? I'm not selling anything on website, but it is just an informational thing so that people can read about me and the business and they can give me a call back.
Right. So first of all, thanks for calling in. I truly appreciate it. And also thanks for your time. Listen, you've got some major issues with your website. Now, one of the first things that I do when I go to anybody's website is I look for the obvious problems. And I've been doing it for such a long time that it's very intuitive for me. The first thing I look at is, do I understand what you do? And what I'm going to say just flat out is get rid of the slider. Okay. Studies have shown that nobody sits through the slider. You know, it used to be where if the slider changed, that was really cool, but nobody actually sits there and goes, wow, the slider's changing. That's what a neat idea. And it's going by fairly quickly that I don't really even, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start looking around for what I want. So ditch the slider. Are we cool on that one?
Yep.
Just, you know, get yourself a hypnotic headline in there. Separate yourself from the competition and tell me why I should connect with you. That's the most important thing. It's like, what makes you different in the marketplace? Number two, and the really biggest issue that you have right now, is your site's not mobile responsive. And the reason why it's not mobile responsive is because it's fairly old technology. So you need a bit of a makeover here. Google right now, just FYI, if anybody could have found you on Google through your keywords, if anybody could have done that before, that's no longer going to happen. Google changed its algorithm significantly recently that says we're going to penalize every website that is not mobile responsive. And we're not going to send you traffic because we don't think that your user experience is strong enough. Okay, so that's the things that I have to say about that. And as well, you really want to go to businessprosmarketing.com and you need my help. You need my company's help. You need my tremendously amazing team's help to get this underway. So go to businessprosmarketing.com, pick up your free ticket to the Inside Advantage Roundtable.
Sure.
It's a great website, Segun. And so sign on there as soon as you can because there's only 30 of these free tickets available. And thank you so much for calling. Haseed, you hang on the line there. We're going to get to your call as soon as we come back. 416-870-6400, star 640 on your cell. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio AM 640. 416-870-6400, star 640 on your cell if you want to get in and ask Paul a question. Paul, we were just talking to a great caller before, Segun.
Yeah, he had a finance company, and one of the things that he started, he said, I need more leads. We had a finance company that I started talking about earlier in Edmonton. I'm actually going out there at the end of the month to do some more business with them, but when they came to me, they had 0.75 leads a day. So they were getting 20, 22 leads a month approximately, which was sustaining their business. In 1 month, we pushed that to 264 for the month without spending any money. So that was a tremendous increase. And all we did was rearrange things in their proper place so that we could capture more of the leads and literally convert more using marketing automation. And that those and I want to show people that actual thing. I've got their permission in the Inside Advantage Roundtable sessions to literally open up Infusionsoft and show people those numbers.
So tell us more about that, because this is a phenomenal deal that people can get in on. And you've got someone who's sponsoring the tickets for this event now. So there's only 30 people that can get in on this particular offer, but it's a $297 value. Tell us more about this Inside Advantage Roundtable and what people will get out of it.
It's 3 hours. You're going to hang out with me.
We've got three sessions.
And my team. We've got three sessions, Wednesday, September 21st, Tuesday, October the 11th, and Tuesday, November the 1st. Literally to find those times, by the way, and my schedule was not an easy thing to do. So there's basically only three. Infusionsoft this week just agreed to sponsor the first 30 tickets
which
to those
amazing.
Events. Well, actually the next 30, because we already had some registrations from before. Basically, it's a breakfast meeting from 8 a.m. to 11, and we're going to show them ways to improve revenue. Our approach to the ongoing challenge of increasing revenues is through something, a process known as lifecycle marketing. So it's an intensive training, demonstration, and discussion surrounding lifecycle marketing and how they can save time and money and cost and monitor things through consistent triggered automation using the highly advanced and mission-critical cloud CRM software known as Infusionsoft. So Infusionsoft's actually going to sponsor those tickets, and I'm going to show people, like that finance company in Edmonton, I'm going to show them exactly how we did that. And I think when you see something like that, it's like you can't really argue with what you see with your own eyes.
It's proven.
You can't sit there and go, those numbers are fake.
Right.
No. There's no way to fake those numbers. If you've got 294 leads in your bucket and 13 of them have booked an appointment, 76 of them are still downloading their videos, 47 of them are this. That's an executive dashboard overview that companies really need to see. Did you know that right now, according to Statistics Canada, only 14% of all Canadian companies, which is a lot, that's very few, but a lot of Canadian companies, very few of them have something known as an executive dashboard. That's real-time key performance indicators of how well they're doing. Where are people in my lead capture and conversion process at any given moment? And they just don't have that. And I can tell you, as a business owner, that's the numbers I care about. Because at the end of the day, if you don't know your numbers, you're not going to have a successful, viable business. Do you want to take a caller?
Do we want to take the caller? Okay, we have Haseed on the phone there. We're going to take this call right now from Pickering. Haseed, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Now, I see your website is www.permasealgta.ca. What is your question for Paul this morning?
I want to learn how I can get more online business, convert anyone coming into my website.
Paul is just opening your website right now and taking a look, seeing what kind of tips he can give
again,
you.
Again, responsiveness, just like the last caller, because I'm looking at your site right now. Responsiveness is key to organic traffic. If Google sees that in any way this site doesn't look good on mobile, laptops, iPads, desktop computers, if it doesn't look and perform from a great user experience, it's going to stop the flow of free traffic. That's kind of Google's new policy. It has a new piece of software, an algorithm built by a guy by the name of Navid Panda, and it's basically following and tracking users' experience on your website. So that's the first thing. You got to update your website a little bit and make it more user experience friendly. The other thing is you have the same thing as the last guy. You have this
scroll.
What is it? it's a. Oh my God! Where's my language? The scroll bar? What are, the slider? Thank
you. The slider window. Yes.
I'm like, it has the slider.
Hey, it's Sunday. We get
so
it.
We had a client like this. And what we did was he came to me and he said, I want more leads for my business and people, I don't really want to collect email addresses. I just want people to call my business. So I always, when people just have something like that and you have the same thing, it's like, call me up. We're going to help you with your power washing and everything that you do for your company. So what I want you to do, Hasid, is go to londonbinrentals.com. This guy puts a bin in your driveway, you fill it up with junk, they take it away. It basically, call today, get it tomorrow, and is one of our greatest clients. All we did was, instead of the slider, we put a video. They had to buy a new truck within 6 days.
LondonBinRentals.com,
LondonBinRentals.com.
You check that out.
Go check that out, and then get your ticket to the Inside Advantage Roundtable.
Yeah, don't forget to get that. businessprosmarketing.com. Click on the 640 link. If you're driving right now, just remember businessprosmarketing.com. Okay, we're coming back with more in just a moment. You're listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour with Paul Tobey on Talk Radio AM 640. So great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning. Lindsay Vanstone with Paul Tobey here, and I'm going to give you a website. It's businessprosmarketing.com/inside-advantage. Really, businessprosmarketing.com, and click on the 640 icon, and this will get you where you need to go. Over to you, Paul. Tell us all about this Inside Advantage Roundtable and the free ticket offer.
Well, I think the first thing we need to talk about is, what is Inside Advantage?
Mm-hmm.
It is a methodology of, who is my target audience? What do we actually do for them? How do we sell our what to our who?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we create a series of imaginative events that continue to throw people back to places where we can connect with them?
Okay.
So take Jägermeister. They sell millions of dollars worth of alcohol every year that doesn't taste very good. And the reason for that is it's different. It's not better. It's different.
Yep.
So websites need to tell consumers, whether it's B2C or B2B, that what you do is different than your competition. Not better, because better can be ripped off. Different is something that is your inside advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So when I put people in a room for 3 hours, I'm going to discuss, how do they find out what makes them different? How do they phrase that? How do they put that into sentences that people can understand very quickly? And so the Inside Advantage Roundtable really talks about how we've done that for companies. Real examples of how companies have benefited from this type of marketing technology, where we capture leads in exchange for something of value. We call that lead magnet. And we walk them through something called the client value optimizer system. And it's basically 7 things. Let's get them on our list for something of value.
Right.
Let's convert them into tripwire. Let's move them onto core product. And then let's maximize the lifetime value of that client by having the absolute best follow-up automated system on planet Earth. And we're going to do that through email and text messaging. And this is completely automated system. So when people go to businesspros.marketing.com and they register for my event, which is the Inside Advantage Roundtable, not only do they get the benefit of seeing this system in real time and how we've implemented it for not only ourselves, but our clients, but they also get the benefit of seeing how marketing automation works, because the back end of the registration process for that is completely run by Infusionsoft.
And one thing I want to say about this is, don't reserve a seat unless you actually intend on going, because they're worth $297. So if you're not going to attend, basically you're going to end up paying for that seat. There's only 12 in-person seats.
Right. And actually, right now, 7 of them are already gone.
See, people are scooping this up really fast.
What does that leave? 23 over the next, you know, we've got next week's show. We got the show after that.
Right.
If there's 30 tickets available, when they're gone, they're gone. But here's the thing. If you take that seat, it's a $300 seat. If you take it and you don't show,
yes,
you just basically took it away from somebody that could have used it.
And already in this hour, we've had 7 people sign up. So they're going very fast. Businessprosmarketing.com if you want to get in on yours. And you do click the Reserve My Seat Now button, because wonderfully, you're offering a select group of people the chance to come and experience this 3 hours
right.
with you.
And they don't actually have to come to our studio if they don't want. We're actually streaming it live stream, and we can tell whether they're online or not, and they're not taking somebody else's seat there.
That's great.
But here's the thing. There's a little checkbox on the opt-in form that says, you know, I agree to the terms and conditions. And I think this is an important thing, because, you know, marketing automation, you just don't know what you don't know.
Yes.
And businesses rely on experts to help them. But if I don't know marketing automation, how do I know that the person I'm hiring to help me knows what they're talking about? And I get clients day in and day out, literally $50 million businesses who have none of this, because they've relied on their inside house staff, or they've relied on, you know, that solopreneur down the street who built them their website. Things have changed. And the Inside Advantage Roundtable at businessprosmarketing.com is going to change it back.
So 3 sessions, you can get in on one, click on the Reserve My Seat Now button. There's a lovely pop-up there. Fill out your information. Businessprosmarketing.com is the website. Paul will be back next week. We're going to talk social media. So stay tuned and join us then next Sunday at 9 a.m. Thank you so much again, Paul, for joining us here in studio. And you've been listening to the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640.